Hello, this is David Shade. Scott McKay and I have been friends and affiliates for many years. Scott asked me to share some of my philosophies with you. So what I'm going to talk about today are simple ways to be the best she's ever had that 99% of men never figure out. I'm going to be covering some philosophies with you that will set you apart from all the rest. Now, the majority of my talk is going to be in the context of an ongoing sexual relationship, such as what you would be doing with your girlfriend, or if you're married, what you would be doing with your wife. Now, if you're in the pickup community and you're only interested in one-night stands, just stick around to the end of the recording and I'll touch upon that just a little bit. I'm going to basically cover some philosophies. Given these philosophies, these will take you anywhere. First of all, women are highly sexual creatures. Be comfortable with that fact. Believe it. Be okay with it. It's a good thing. Adore that about women. Of course, women are not going to broadcast that, because they also want to remain ladylike. And in our society, a woman being a highly sexual creature and a woman being ladylike are contradictory. Women only show their ladylike side to the world. But all of them, deep down inside, are brewing with horniness. Women are even more sexual than men, and that is very difficult for men to comprehend. But it's critically important that you understand that and you be okay with that. That will make all the difference. We have found in our clients that have sexual performance issues such as ED or PE, we found that all of them have trouble believing that women are highly sexual creatures and that women really want to have sex. It is critically important for your own psyche and for your own sexual performance to be very comfortable with the idea that women love to have sex, women want to have sex, and women are highly sexual creatures. Be okay with that. The next thing to understand, and this is probably the most important thing when it comes to being a better lover, female sexual response is entirely mental. Now, you may have arguments to the contrary, and I've heard all the arguments, and I can tell you where all the arguments are flawed, showing that female sexual response is 100% mental. When you approach female sexuality with this belief, with this understanding, it changes everything. Knowing that female sexual response is entirely mental, you will stimulate her mind. You stimulate her mind and her body will beg to follow. The next philosophy to know. Your most important tool in the bedroom is not your tool. It is your voice. Specifically, dirty talk. And it doesn't have to be dirty. It can simply be narrating what's going on. The idea of dirty talk is to lead her mind. Remember, female sexual response is entirely mental. Lead her mind and her body will beg to follow, and you lead her mind with your words. If during sex you are mute, meaning you don't talk, what's going to happen is she's going to settle into a fantasy that has always worked for her when she masturbates, and that fantasy does not involve you. That makes you nothing but her human vibrator. Then you're at the mercy of the effectiveness of her fantasy, and in that case, you are not effective in leading her. The next philosophy. You must command respect. In order for her to be responsive to you, she must take what you say seriously. In order for her to take what you say seriously, she must have respect for you. So that means you have to stop being a doormat. Stop being supplicating. You have to cure your nice guy issues. And the most important thing to do, and the quickest way to do all of those things, is to get in touch with your raw masculine energy. And be okay with it. Own it. It's okay to have raw masculine energy. Women are very attracted to that. Women want you to express that. A lot of men have trouble with that. A lot of men were raised with social programming, saying they're supposed to be a nice guy and respectful of women. Well, yeah, sure, you can do that out in society. But in the privacy of the bedroom with your woman, you must be driven by your raw masculine energy. That is what she responds to. Or in other words, be a man, damn it. The next philosophy, dominance is everything. Women are sexually submissive creatures. I've been at this a long time, and I've been in the pickup community for a long time, and I see it over and over and over again. The one thing that must be there, the one thing that women truly respond to, is dominance. Dominance in every way. As you know, in pickup, there's social dominance, intellectual dominance, physical dominance. In the bedroom, there's all of that, as well as sexual dominance. Women are sexually submissive creatures, period. I don't care if she's a dominatrix, a feminist, or a lipstick housewife. They all are sexually submissive at the very core. The next philosophy. Everything is about constantly increasing her sexual responsiveness. Everything. Always. Everything you do is about that. Everything that you do is about constantly increasing her sexual responsiveness. Her sexual responsiveness must always be increasing. Always base what you do on that. Always ask yourself if what you're doing is for the purpose of increasing her sexual responsiveness to you. The next philosophy. The goal is not keeping her sexually satisfied. The goal is keeping her always horny. Yeah, you have to sexually satisfy her, and you have to do it often. But that does no good if she doesn't crave to have it tomorrow and the next day. And one very important way of doing this is mental foreplay. Mental foreplay is critical. You must always be exciting her mind. And her body will beg to follow. And you have to do it throughout the day. If you wait until you get in the bedroom, it's too late. So many married men make that mistake. Remember, women don't want to be always satisfied. That's boring. Women want to be constantly horny for their man. That's exciting. Which brings me to my next philosophy I want to discuss. Sex is entirely emotions. Truly exciting sex is driven by emotions. All sex is based on emotions. In fact, orgasms can happen without sex, just being driven by emotions. Through online texting, I've given women orgasms just by feeding them emotions, without mentioning any body parts. I've gotten women off by simply feeding her emotions. Okay, those are the main philosophies that are going to set you apart from 99.9% of all the other men. Follow those philosophies and it will change everything about you as a man and your effect on your woman. Okay, as promised, let's talk about one-night stands. If you're in the pickup community and you're going for scoreboard, well, there's not a whole lot you can do in one night. If you're in the pickup community and going for the scoreboard, just diddle her clit low while until she's wet and receptive, slap on a condom, and go for the scoreboard. But if you want to make a very good impression, do as much of the above that you can do. And that would be lead her mind. You do that with dirty talk. Always make her horny. You do that by teasing her, titillating her. Always increasing her sexual responsiveness to you. Ooh, and titillating her. So powerful in that regard. And that also goes to dominance. Titillating her is dominance. Because it's not enough to give women orgasms. The idea is that you are in absolute, complete control of her orgasms. Now, some people may say, oh, that's very controlling, yada, yada, yada. Well, that's what women like. Sexually, they like to be controlled. Men and women are equals, yes, absolutely. But they also are very different. Men and women have different roles in the sexual dance. They're equal roles, but they are different. There's a dom and there's a sub. There's one person leading and there's one person following. Do not confuse the two. Now, if you only have one night to make a very good impression, do the things listed above, and I can also recommend doing the deep spot. That's something I accidentally fell upon back in 1993 when I was with a young woman. I was having a hard time giving her an orgasm, and I was just trying different stuff and accidentally fell upon this. I later found out it's called the anterior fornix of the vagina. Simply stick your middle finger in as far as you possibly can against the front wall of her vagina, and press hard against the front wall of her vagina as deep as you possibly can. It is a highly responsive spot for women, and it is also very effective in giving her an extremely powerful vaginal orgasm. It's also very effective in giving her first vaginal orgasm. That'll definitely put you down in the books. So I can highly recommend the deep spot. Again, just take your middle finger and put it in as far as you can along the front wall of her vagina and press hard there. Very effective. And the entire time you're in the bedroom, think about the philosophies that I listed above. That will make all the difference. To learn more about me, just follow that link that Scott gave you. And I want to thank Scott for the opportunity to speak to you. I'm David Shade.